June 1st, 2014, Pentecost Sunday. All I wanted to do was zoom, 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 and the boom, boom, boom. All I wanted to do was to zoom, 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 and the boom, boom, boom. What you say? All I wanted to do was to zoom, 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 and the boom, boom, boom. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are here live on planet Earth, right here in the great republic, Royal Republic of Thailand, where much protest is going on, much protest against the government. The people are upset with their system of their parliament, and I'm not free to get into it. But what I am allowed to say, we are protected, we are blessed, we have not have any problems, and we are happified because we are jubilated in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, on this great Pentecost Sunday, this great glorious day, after Jesus Christ ascended on 50 days after his resurrection, and after he ascended into heavens, then 10 days later, the light of Christ, known as the Holy Spirit, came to the earth in a dispensational period of time. That energy, that love force is with us. That mighty power zooms us. And no devil in hell can attack us because we bind all devils in the name of Jah, Jesus Christ.
Christ, baby.
That's right. And when we do that, you have power. You have power because, think about it, this divine light of Christ, this sacred holy energy, this great Christ energy, Jesusy fire, is the real deal of protection, energy, happiness, jubilation, constellation, escalation, glorification, sanctification, purification. Sing a new song. Jesus is here. Ding dong dee dong. Carol of the bells.
Physical body. so we can become more powerful and become God and Godhead. I thank you personally. Holy Spirit, divine intelligence within me, I love you. Thank you. Thank you, divine intelligence. Thank you for the force and the feeling. Thank you for the guidance every day throughout my life. Thank you for the youthfulness. Thank you for your power of forgiveness. Thank you for your power of anointing energy that guides me through every obstacle of my life. I love you. I praise you. I adore you. I thank you. Oh, great, lovely Spirit, thank you for putting love in my heart. You are the love energy. You are the wisdom energy. I thank you for that energy. Thank you for energizing me up. All I want to do is a zoom, zoom, zoom,
and a boom, 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 boom.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus,
the Lord Christ within me. This is Son of God University.
University.
Yeah, we are back again. The revolution is on. We are at, well, how many millions now, my brother?
I believe it's 993.
I believe
million.
That's all. It's 993 million. And of that, 94% of the clergymen, did you know, are listening to this program.
Yes.
You know what? That is an honor because the truth is being said and people know it. They feel it. It's in them. They have that light of Christ within them. They have that Jesus spirit within them.
Yes.
That's what we're going to talk about, the power of the name. As my brother starts off, that name is powerful. And we are lacking it a lot because I don't hear too many people saying Jesus, let alone Jesus, but Lord Jesus. They may talk about it. They may sing songs about it. They may hymn haul around it. But let's get into that name.
Jesus, baby. Lord Jesus Christ, sweetheart, darling, baby. We thank you right now. Eternal Jesus Christ Almighty, sacred, divine, eternal energy. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for being with us. We worship you, eternal fire. We glorify you, Christ energy, Jesus fire. Thank you, Jesus, baby. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the glorious name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Yes, my beautiful beloved saints, we are here excited and jubilated and escalated, like I said earlier, and we're saturated in the great fire of Jesus. You see, back in Moses' day and Joshua's days and the days of the prophets before Christ came, they were praising and glorifying the name of Jesus. They were glorifying Jesus. They were praying in his name and directly worshiping him. And so now we live in the AD times, and you people, some of you people, you still 3,000 years behind the times. You're not praising Jesus Christ. You have made him a second-class citizen. And that is not logical. That is unacceptable. That is doo-doo, and that is poo-poo. Wake up, sweethearts. The truth is, Jesus say, you will not come to me that you may have life. He said, come to me, not to the scriptures. People are worshiping the fourth person of the Trinity, and now they're worshiping the fifth person of the Trinity.
What is the fifth person of the Trinity?
Well, usually there's only three, but the fifth person of the Trinity is the church. They're worshiping their parish or the cathedral, their sanctuary, their ashram, their kingdom hall.
How do they worship it, my brother?
Well, they pay homage to what the minister tell them without seeking it out. They don't search it out, and they go there, and they don't search on their own. They hear whatever the priests say, and they go, and they don't live it. Now, this is not every single soul, but many people, many percentages, they don't activate it. And they depend on the gathering of the people inside of the assembly, and so the gathering unto the holy light of Jesus Christ. When they gather to the light of Jesus Christ, the eternal spirit, Hagio spirit, therefore they feel goodified. And they can progress, they can escalate, they can grow, and they will be energized. When they what happened? They have made themselves walk on crutches without having a broken leg. They are hop along. They're siphoning or trying to siphon off of somebody else's energy, which is known as a leech. And we don't need leeches because no one can steal energy from another person. They can try, but they cannot do it because everyone has to account for himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so therefore, in this AD age, the day of Pentecost, it is imperative that people glorify the name of Jesus, or Jesus, because Jesus' name, when it is magnified and glorified, the name of Jesus Christ precipitates the power of the Holy Spirit.
What do you mean by precipitate?
Oh, okay, precipitate, it is poured out upon each individual, or rising up within. Precipitate is to illuminate. A person is illuminated, they're baptized with more energy.
So you're energized, is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, you're energized by this power. By magnifying, because the name of Jesus Christ ignites, that's the igniting power. And like the covenant today, Christ, energy, Jesus, fire, new and everlasting covenant, June 1st, 2014. In the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age, or AD. So therefore, the people with the program of Jesus, or Jesus, because when you call on the name of Jesus, it's a whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus, they shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon that name, they can be filled and delivered with the power. And so many churches, they'll say Lord and God, God and Lord, and then the lazy one, they say, you know, the loud, and they say, you know, God, not God, it's God. Let's put a handle on that, you know, put some emphasis, put some enthusiasm, put a power with that. And so, like I said yesteryear, there was a young lad on the Art Bell program. And he said the greys and the demons were visiting him, torturing him, bothering him. And he was trying, you know, he wasn't religious. He was, you know, he was just a come lucky go day, everyday guy. And he said, well, I need some help. So he tried the different gods, you know, the Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Buddha, and Allah, and Muhammad, and various prophets. And he said, I need some power. I need some power. Where is the power? So he heard about the name of Jesus. So he said, I don't know too much about Jesus, but I'm going to try this God. I feel he's a young God, and I hear he's a son of some God. Let me try him out. So the young laddie, he called on Jesus. He said, when he called on Jesus, the demons left right away. Power in the name of Jesus. If anybody is working witchcraft against you, or a crystal ball, they're looking at you inside the ball to try to hypnotize you. They don't have no power, because soon as you call on the name of Lord Jesus Christ, them demons have to stop. Matter of fact, we have some experience. Somebody tried to contact us through a crystal ball, and we were calling on a great name, and the ball blew up in their face, my brother. That was cool, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I pity that if they got hurt and the glass exploded. Because now you can use a crystal ball through the computer and through Facebook. You can do all kind of silly stuff and wicked stuff with the technology today. But no power can come against the divine light of Christ. The light of Jesus Christ is the most ultimate power of the universe. The power, the energy, the love force, they cannot come against you when you are sealed in the name of Jesus. When you are baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, baby, they can't come against you, because when you're in love with Jesus Christ, you got the seal of Jesus Christ, and you've been christened. Those who have not been baptized but been christened in the name of Jesus Christ, you have a seal of divinity and an infinite seal of protection. And then when you dedicate your life to Jesus and you repent of your sins and you come to Jesus Christ, like Acts 2:38 says, then you can receive the tongues of fire. Because on the day of Pentecost, the Bible say that they were all filled together in one place, and when their mind got on the light, then they became filled with the Holy Ghost, and the scripture says tongues of fire sat upon each of them, not a person or a man sitting on their tongue, a big man go, ooh.
What is the tongues of fire?
The tongues of fire is the divine language. The tongues of fire is when they were in the Israel area, and the tongues, it was energy of a language. And some of the languages they were speaking, Judean and Israeli and Aramaic, and the people say, they're speaking our language. How did they learn this? Well, they didn't go to college, because they get that from the Holy Spirit of light. So that tongues of fire was an energy that was in them, all through them. It's the Zoom light, the consuming fire of love. And so that energy, not only was it on a fire, but it went all through their body. And so, and many after that were transfigured. They didn't die. They ascended to the heavens because they were so in love with Jesus Christ. See, that's the key right there. Becoming in love with Jesus Christ. Feeling that name, because the name of Jesus Christ, as we said before, is that the name of the Holy Spirit also?
That definitely is the name of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit has a name, and that name is Jesus Baby.
That's right.
Jesus Baby. And that's a powerful name, like my brother said. When you say that name, God comes to you. Angels are coming to you.
Yes.
The activation of the Holy Spirit is standing, waiting, bidding what we need. That name is powerful. When you say it, all this stuff is happening. Your body is becoming, like you said, energized with the Holy Spirit as you chant that name. You want to chant something? Let's chant Jesus, baby.
Yes,
if you want to chant something, like my brother said, my loving brothers just said, that name is powerful. You can't get away from that name. Some people try, we say Holy Spirit, we may say all this stuff, but it comes down to the name. The name is Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ,
that's
or
right.
Just Jesus.
Yes.
You say that name, and you do the cross like the Catholics do. Oh, those demons, oh, let me get the hell out of here.
That's right.
I can't take this. So we're trying to, it's a lot of people that's hurting, you know, like they're in the witchcraft, they've been, like you said, like voodoo and all this stuff. People trying to put all this spells and all that. No power, no power. Let me tell you, they have no power, no
right.
power at all. The power is in the name. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the written word. It's not in the scriptures that you read.
But that's the fourth person of the Trinity, the Bible. Shouldn't that be worship?
Oh, that's the fourth. I was wondering what
yeah,
the
that's
fourth.
The fourth person of the Trinity.
Oh, no. The Bible is, my brother, we just discussed that before. The Bible, he said it perfectly, is an instruction book. That's all it is.
Yes.
People are putting all this other stuff. It's the word of God. And stuff. I mean, it is. It has no power. It's just letters in the book that's telling you how to live. The power is in the Holy Ghost and in the name of
Jesus.
That's the power. The power is not in that Bible, that instruction book. It's just a book to tell you how to live. It's a great book, but the power is not there. People think they sit up and read the book that, oh, I fulfilled my stuff with it. No, you should spend more time communicating with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my loving brother.
What about the Holy Torah? Did, you know, the guy that you know, he walked by. Every time he walked by, he got to touch the scroll on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Are we supposed to worship the Holy Torah? Isn't that pleasing to Yahweh or Yahweh?
No. He was like, it was some scriptures on the wall, and every time he went by, he just like, he just straightened up the street. I don't know what he was
going to touch them and anoint them.
Because they so into that written word, and there's nothing wrong with the written word, but the power is in you, my loving brothers and sisters.
Yes.
It's in you. Jesus put it in you. You have all that within you. Why are you going to go to some scriptures and think that's more powerful than what's in you? It's just telling you how to live.
Are you saying that Jesus Christ, the eternal living power, lives in my physical body on earth?
It says in the scripture, Jesus Christ lives in you. He's in you. See, that's most important. The Christ in you, the hope
of glory.
The Christ in you. It's the Christ in you. That's my favorite scripture.
Yes.
That is it, my brothers and sisters. Everybody is looking to the sky of that, you know. That's what happened to Adam. At Tivadome.
Uh-huh.
And they were looking up in the heaven. Oh, look at Jehovah. Oh, look at Jesus. Oh, look at the angels. Oh, man, that's what I don't need to do nothing. I don't need to lie to Christ. It's too much glory around here.
Oh.
Look at all these angels around here. Look at all this. I'm in glory. I don't need the light of Christ. And what happened? He fell because his eyes wasn't in tune with the light of Christ. And that's what happened to a lot of people. They're not in tune. That's why the churches are what they're in today, so-called church buildings. You are the living church, but the church that what America calls the building where people go, that's why they're in disarray. That's why their flocks are falling down. That's why everything is going into. People say, I won't go there. This is going to. No Holy Spirit, not in tune, not connected.
Right.
Not all I want to do is a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom, boom.
They're not. Elijah.
They're not into the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
They're not into moving with and grooving with it. The rappers are more into them. The comedians are more into them. I mean, they're saying Jai Jesus more so than the clergymen in the church.
Like Cat Williams?
Oh, yeah, like Cat Williams.
He says, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
I mean, they're more tuned to that. Come
that's
on.
Right. That's
wake
right.
up, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Because you're going to need that power. That power with the cross. Mm. Yeah. Oh, loving God, Jesus energy. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. Oh, just thank you for being with me and protecting me and guiding me through the day. Thank you, loving energy within me. Jesus energy.
We love you.
That's what it is. It's Jesus energy. We love you, Jesus energy. Thank you for letting me know what I should do, Jesus.
Thank you for guiding me.
Thank you for guiding me on this program, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for quickening each divine person that's listening to this program with the power of the Holy Ghost that they know, Jesus, that it is true. We thank you for that, Jesus.
Yes.
I love you. I praise you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes we do. It's powerful. It's powerful, my brother.
It's very powerful.
Yes.
It's very powerful. We have many testimonies on that, thousands of testimonies on the power of the devils. You don't have, they're going to run away. They have no power. People are always talking about they running from the devil. Wasn't some kind of song like that in the church?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
I mean, run for the, they ain't got no power.
No.
When they see us coming, hey, let's get the hell out of here.
That's right.
We don't have to say nothing. They see the light. Oh. Sweeties, let's get the hell out of here. I don't want to be in their presence. I don't like them. But, you know, hey, don't worry. When you got the light, when you got the Christ energy, when you got the Holy Ghost energy, and you have the name, the vibration of the name, Jesus, rolling with you in your consciousness and stuff, things would go well with you, my brothers and sisters. You are living in the kingdom. You are living in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Right here. The kingdom is right here. I know a lot of people want to die. You can go ahead and do that. But most people don't want to die.
You know, speaking of that, all of those that do want to die, please make me your beneficiary. Send all your millions to me. Just write to Sweetie, Sweetie, Christos, Christos. And the post office box is
P.O. Box 30817.
Seattle, Washington, 98103. Did you say 98103?
Right.
And that is USA,
right.
The Pacific Northwest. Wherever we are, we will receive it. We won't get mad if you want to just send millions, billions, and gazillions. We will not get mad. You want to go ahead and die. You had that freedom. We don't care for the junk and the furniture, but send all that money. To me, I'm telling you right out, because I can do what I want with it, because that's the way it is. You see, because we don't preach, like I said, we don't preach for money.
Right.
We are a free enterprise. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are the largest Church of Christ in the world.
But you just don't want to see that money go to waste.
No. I don't want to see, send it to me, because I have a ball. I can go to the Netherlands, and I can go to the Never Never Land where Michael Jackson used to be, and I can go hither and thither, pay off some bills, put more money in this program, and help promote BBS, our glorious Big Boy Savior radio station, our wonderful loving engineers, Don and Douglas, sweethearts who are into divine energy. And so it's a lot of stuff I can do with that money, and my brother, we can do with it, you see. So if you just want to give some money away and your hand is itching, just you heard what I said, write to me and write us and PO Box 30817.
You can look on the website.
Yeah, on the website. It's right there.
It's right there.
Uh-huh. And Seattle, Washington, USA. In the zip code 98103, did you say?
Yeah. 98103. So look at the website if you want to like my brother said, he's making a joke, like you want to die, and you want to do that.
Yes.
And nobody wants to die. I hear
no.
my ministers say, I want to die and stuff. No. When you listen here and listen good.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time when you die, you don't see Jesus.
Right.
Listen again. Most of the time, when you die, you do not see Jesus.
I thought the angels take you up to the throne of Jesus.
No.
With some cherry pie.
When you die, you do not see Jesus. There's nothing in the scriptures that says that. Sometimes, like, if you have a near-death experience,
right,
he may come and do that. But see, he's in the high heavens. He may stroll through sometimes through there, but he doesn't hang with most of the people. He hangs with the transfigured beings, the ones who's transfigured, the one who loves his name.
How did he get transfigured?
Oh, gods and goddesses. By loving on his name, by saying the name. My brother, we was talking about it before. As you say the name, your body becomes purified.
Yes.
As you say the name, your mind becomes transfigured and comes immortalized to the Christ energy, and then the superconscious mind starts taking over, and then it revolves that subconscious mind, and then you're on the ball of transfiguration.
Even the physical body?
Even the physical body. Jesus has his physical body. I know people think it's a spirit body. It's a physical body that was here that's transformed by the illumination of light. Energy.
So he's glorified in the light of Christ.
In the light of Christ.
Whoa.
And that's what he wants us to do. Everybody. That's the only reason we came to Earth. The only reason we didn't come to Earth just to work these jobs. These jobs are okay, but our main destiny is to become a god and goddesses. That's it. You know, whatever method, you come to this Earth to become a god and goddess, and that's by wrapping up in the name and the power of Jesus. That Holy Ghost, and it's the same as the Son of God.
Yes.
You know, most of you don't even worship the Son of God. You don't even say the name.
Right.
Lord, what Lord? Is Lord Buddha? Is Lord Krishna? I mean, they stand and help Jesus out. They are gods under Jesus.
That's right.
You know, they say, you know, all of it, they're gods under Jesus. So, I mean, they're not the true God that you should be worshiping. The true God is Jesus. You can see people in Iran.
Yes.
Thousands are coming to Jesus.
That's right.
Thousands are coming. They're seeing the power of that name.
Speaking of that, you know, we got the G-Mail the other day, 111 people from Oslo, people from Norway, Uruguay, South America, Pennsylvania, United States of America, Steubenville, Ohio, United States of America, Jacksonville, Florida, United States of America, Paris, France, in Europe, Nome, Alaska, United States of America, Waikiki, Hawaii, United States of America, Detroit, Michigan, United States of America, Los Angeles, California, United States of America, Baghdad, Iran, in the Middle East, Tel Aviv, Israel, someone from, way over there. Anywho, it's so many people. We have 111. They had the same identical question and comment. They said, thank you, sweethearts. Thank you, sweetie, so much for letting us know that we can pray to Jesus, that there is a difference between the Father and the Son. Thank you that when we pray to Jesus, we pray it automatically goes to God. They were so gratified to break down that 3-in-1 big lizard monster that the religious people have organized. You see? Nowhere in Scripture. Now, a lot of people worship the fourth person or the Trinity or the Bible, but it's amazing. They don't see what's in the Bible. The Bible never talk about instituted of a 3-in-1 monster head and never even used the word Trinity. And the word Trinity, it's okay, because if you get it the right way, like Colton, that young lad, Colton Burpo, who was caught up in the heavens when he was 3.5 to 4 years old, now he's 13, and he was caught up. He saw God, Jehovah. He saw Jesus Christ sitting beside him. He saw some divine angelic beings. And he saw the blue, this is how he described it, he saw the blue Holy Spirit in front of the throne of the Almighty. And he saw all that power. He saw the distinguished. It wasn't a one amalgamated monster. How can God send us his own right hand? If you think that's possible, try it and see. And as Annalise Scarrett said, you'll see how idiotic that is. There is a distinct personality of the Son of God. So Jesus, the great King of glory, he made, like my brother, let me brother said earlier, Jesus Christ made that possible. Made it possible that we can overcome, we can transcend the physical bodies, and we can worship him, and we can pray to him. Lord Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the Father, we thank you right now, sweetheart Lord Jesus. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your holy forgiveness. Jesus, how come people don't pray to you? How come they make you a second-class citizen? That's okay, Jesus. We're not going to make you a second-class citizen. We're going to honor you as the supreme Son of God, the supreme Lord of the universe. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. And we're going to magnify your name and keep the angels happy. And we're going to exalt you highly. You know, my loving brothers and sisters, this is reality. We must become in love with Jesus Christ. This is an imperative, because you get happy for the rest of your life. You want to be happy for the rest of your life? Make Jesus the light of Christ in you. Make that happiness, that interchange with the divine light flowing in you.
You got that right. Now, Jesus, baby. That light that's flowing in you, that energy, that quickening power, that's what
we
want.
That's right.
And that makes life interesting. It makes life happy-fied. It makes life, it's like all I want to do is a zoom, zoom, zoom.
And a boom, boom, boom.
We want to get the ball rolling, baby. That's what it's about. It makes you alive. It enlivens you. Because I'm going to tell you, my loving brothers and sisters, as like a lot of people, like a so-called, like my Christian brothers and sisters.
Yes.
You know, they can read the Bible.
That's right.
And they don't have no Holy Ghost. So let's say it like this. The Bible is like dead because there's no Holy Ghost involved. You are dead without Holy Ghost. So dead equals dead. We don't want that.
No, we don't. No.
You know, basically, when you have the Holy Ghost, we told you last program, we're going to
tell
you again how to get the Holy Ghost. When you have that Holy Ghost power,
that's right.
And then when you read the scriptures, the instruction books,
yes,
it becomes alive because the Holy Spirit is what they wrote. They wrote through the Spirit. So the Spirit knows everything. So if it's anything, they say if something's confusing in the Bible, the Holy Spirit within you would tell you what's true. And see, when you read it with your carnal mind, you're not getting the full understanding. You say, well, this is contradicting this. Of course, because we had scholars when King James, he gave them deadlines to get this Bible done. So they were doing any way possible. So it's not, people say, oh, it's the infallible word of God. It is, but everything is not true in it. You got to get the truth through the Holy Spirit. As you read through the Holy Spirit would tell you what's true and not true. It says the Holy Spirit is going to tell you everything. That's why Jesus energy, that's what is the name of it, Jesus energy will tell you how to read and what to read and where to go and what it means. It would give you the depth. A minister can't do it. Only the Holy Spirit in each one of us. My brother, as he reads the scriptures, the Holy Spirit in him would tell him how to interpret it. The Holy Spirit in I was in I and I, the I spirit within me, the I am in me would tell me how to interpret it. You know, everybody has a different term, and then it would quicken you, as Reuben Nelson says. It would give you that lightning flash of understanding, and you would just understand, oh, that's what it is. Through the quickening of the Holy Spirit will do that. Only the Holy Spirit can give you the understanding. Not man, not us, not even Son of God University. We're telling you stuff. We're instructing you, but you have to live the life. You have to go out there and start to do the thing, start to execute the name by saying the name, by praising the name, by getting to the spirit of Jesus' spirit. You need to get into the spirit. There's so many people that's into the carnal mind of Jesus. They're saying it. They don't have no Holy Spirit. They look at the instruction book. They say they don't understand it. They say, well, this is wrong, that's wrong, and they're trying to look at every little word. No, no, no. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And my brother's going to tell you how to get that baptism for you can be in life within yourself to do it. You want to be dependent on that divine sire within yourself. You don't want to be dependent on Son of God University. You don't want to be dependent on a clergyman. You know, we will help you to a certain degree, but we're only going to help you so much. You have to do it for yourself. You know, people say, oh, I like this program. Are you executing the principles of Jesus?
Right.
That's what it's about. Are you executing these principles? Are you living the life? That's what it is. It's, like the Father said, it is hundreds of thousands that's doing it. But we want millions and millions and millions to do it because it's up to 900-something million right now. And we want all my brothers and sisters to do it. You all have the capability. I don't care what kind of dilemma you're in. The light of Christ, Jesus' Spirit, can help you. I don't care what it is. Jesus' Spirit, if you just try it, you will see how it can help you.
That's right, baby. I tell you, you know, those apostles, when Jesus Christ was ascended up in the heavenlies, he told them, he said, I'm going to send back this power. You wait up in the upper room in Jerusalem, and when you go to Jerusalem and you praise the Great One, then you will receive this power. Okay, those disciples, 120 plus, they went up in there and their wives and children, and they were, for at least 7 days, they were debating on who they should worship. Should they worship Jehovah the Father, or should they worship, praise the Son? So they were doing a little bit of both, a little bit of Monica, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, like doing the Macarena or something. And they, you know, they weren't doing that, but they were like disputing, you know, like, well, we should pray to God, the Father. What about the Son? You know, the Son died on the tree. Well, but God is greater than Jesus. They were using their logical mind instead of their infinite mind or divine intelligence. So after the seventh day, when they got tired of bickering and disputing, then they came to one to worship Jesus Christ. They remember when Jesus Christ resurrected, he breathed on them on the earth. And he said, receive ye haleo, hageo, espiritus, or receive ye Holy Spirit. Or, in Aramaic, receive una roca. Una roca, transliterated as one top Holy Ghost. So, in other words, the people had no excuse. And those apostles remembered that because he breathed. So when he breathed on them, that was energy. It wasn't a person coming out of his being like, oh, he's the third person of the Trinity. No, no, no. That's energy. So when Jesus breathed that energy, they received that and they felt it. They remembered that. So when they went upstairs in the upper room, Jesus said, tarry, which is to wait and to praise for the power. Once they get into the solidified name of Jesus Christ, they begin to go, glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory. And they begin to give magnanimous praises and they were singing the name. They probably were doing Carol the Bell. They probably were going, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus. So, as they were magnifying that great name, the scripture says on the tenth day. See, the 7 days, they were kind of in disputing, you know, weren't too sure who to worship. After the seventh day, they got their act together, and the 7, 8, 9, 10, 3 days later, which was the tenth day, and the scripture says the power came. How did they get the power? How did you get the power today? You get the power today by praising Jesus Christ. When those people, they worshiped Jesus Christ, it said the house was filled with all that power, like sound of a rushing mighty wind. It vibrated like an earthquake. It was an earthquake, but it felt like an earthquake. And they say it filled the house where they were sitting, inner wind, all that fire and power. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance, and they magnified Jesus Christ. So today, if you want this power, you want this glorious, friendly BFF, best friend forever, the Holy Spirit of love, the divine Christ-light, light of Christ, word up, Jesus, eternal energy. You get that by praising Jesus Christ, as we said yestermonths and yesterdays, Acts the second chapter, the day of Pentecost was fully come. And then it goes on down to the 38th verse. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized. Repent, first of all, is to metanoia, to turn around, to make a new life, to transform, to change your life from negative to positive. Cry out to the Almighty. Be sorry for your sins. Shed tears. Don't be afraid. A true man is a man who can pray and cry and joy and get a release. And a macho man don't make it in the kingdom. What I mean by macho man, they're so stiff-necked, I can't cry to Jesus. I can't pray to Jesus. You know, what's up with that? Well, keep on being a silly head, and you won't get the results. But the humble person, you humble yourself before the Almighty, Jesus Christ, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then the divine letter says, instruction book says, repent and be baptized. Why? For the remission or the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus Christ or Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
You sure it's not in the name of the Father?
I'm positive. That is the Father. That is the Father. And speaking of that, because a lot of people, see, 98% plus tax of the religious bodies, they baptize. This is what they say. I hereby baptize you, Susanna, on the profession of your faith and the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe that he's God's Son, I hereby baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then they say amen. Then they switch you in the water.
Is that any, I mean, by doing that, my loving brother, what does that do? Is that any protection? Because, you know, when you get baptized, that shields you from negative things that's going around you. I mean, is that going to do anything by baptizing those titles?
No. It's limited. It's called limited edition. It's incomplete because Jesus Christ, the righteous one, he said, first of all, when you go back to the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th verses of the 20th chapter, it says, and they worship him. And then it says, some doubted. They had nerve to doubt even at that time with all that power manifesting. But it's, and they worship Jesus. And Jesus said, all power. And in the Greek, and in the Aramaic, and in the English, and in the Italian, and in Spanish, all means all. All power and all authority is given unto me, Jesus. So he got all the power. And then when he said, go ye therefore into all nations, talking to the apostles, and teaching the nations and baptizing them in the name. He didn't say in the title of Father, Son, and Ghost Holy. He said in the name of the Father. The Father has a name. The Son has a name. And the Holy Spirit has a name. So when Jesus was speaking that, he was speaking about himself because he is the Father. Under the Father Jehovah.
So why is he the father of this planet?
He's the father of this planet because before that time was time he gave his life. The blood was shed before the foundation of the world, and he reactivated it again in human life on the earth. And so when he shed his blood, that was a divine sacrifice that people could be forgiven because people. Back in the day, they had to have sacrifices for their sins. Had red heifer or heifer, and the turtle doves and the pigeons and the different sacrifices. And if they had that same act going on today, don't you know that it'd be a sky high rocket prices today? You know, to get some sheep and this and that, and it looked like the lesser unfortunate man, he wouldn't be able to be saved or be forgiven because they'd be charged a high price. But see, the Almighty knew wicked things were coming, so they made the plan to send Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, who loved the Father, he came and shed his blood, gave the supreme sacrifice, he had became the original Lord of this planet, the reason of the earth, and he's the Father of the heavens and the earth. Just like we have children, we are fathers. We have a dad, we are sons. So we are father and son. And Jesus Christ is the Father and the Son. But he has a father over him, Allah Jehovah-Iah. You see, so people won't get mixed up. Are you teaching amalgamation? Earth? No, we're not. We're letting you know the power. You see, we got to stop second-class rating and third-class rating Jesus Christ. We got to put him at the top class. We got to put him where he belongs. Jesus Christ is equal to God the Father.
Now, how is he equal, my loving brother?
Well, because he sat down on the right hand of God when he finished his mission on the earth. When he did what Jesus, God told him, and he was on the cross on the earth, and Jehovah God came down and hugged him and congratulated him. And Jesus cried out in high, triumphant praise, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Eloi, 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 lama sabachthani. Lama sabachthani. Lama sabachthani. Which, by divine interpretation, my God, my sweet Lord, this is my destiny, for this was I sent.
Well, what is, they don't have that in the scriptures of King James.
Well, no, because the people, when they heard it, even the apostles, they didn't understand what he was saying. They said he's calling for Elijah. No, he wasn't. He was calling for Elohim, his almighty father. Mm-hmm. You see, so if the apostles didn't know, then those scholars of the King James that he appointed, they didn't know either.
Right.
So they assumed that he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Hell no, that's not the correct interpretation. I said boldly. That's not the interpretation because even Dr. Rod Parsley is, you know, has got it. He said, in the Aramaic, he got a Dr. Lamta Bible, which we have. Mm-hmm. And it also says in the Dr. Lamta Bible, oh my God, oh my sweet Lord, oh how thou hast glorified me, for this was I sent. Ain't nothing in there about being forsaken. Why would the pure Savior of the universe, full of love, full of compassion, no sin whatsoever, no pork eater whatsoever, gave his life, and God gonna forsake him? No, no, no. You have to smoke a cigarette on that one, and we don't smoke cigarettes or a blunt. You see, the truth is, that, and that's a controversy that came back out in 1983 when people were finding out the truth. Like, wait a minute, that's an error that was put in there by the translators. You see, they put that in there because they didn't know what it means. So they assume. You never assume. Because the word assume, it's not a good word. It makes a jackass out of them and them, or you and me, as they say. So when you get the proper interpretation and the divine Aramaic language, Jesus was speaking in tongues. And they couldn't figure it out until those who could figure it out. By the power of the light of Christ. The Christ light, the divine supreme energy, is the revealer of secrets and the divine revealer of truth. And so Jesus made that supreme sacrifice. And when he made that supreme sacrifice, because when he was on the earth, people prayed to him. They worshiped him. They adored him. He healed people. He raised the dead. He cured the insane. He did all that then, and he definitely does it today. So with all that divine power, he is worthy of worship. Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 6, God said, in the eons of time when we were in heaven before we came to earth as spirit beings, before the very first Christmas day, he said, let all worship my begotten glorious Son that's coming to the earth, Lord Jesus Christ. So the edict was given way back then to worship Jesus. Our great patriarch, Enoch of old, Genesis 5, chapter, verse 24, and Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 5, 6, and 6, and also in the Apocrypha, the Lost Books of the Bible from Osberg Publishing House. It states the books of Enoch in there, how Enoch was caught up. That dude, 5,000 years ago, was introduced by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ appeared and said, behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Or in the original, behold, I am Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I am the endless, and I am the beginning and the ending. Before me, there was none. I am before all things. I am with my Father, and after me, there shall be light. And he said, behold, all humankind came out of me, including Atibadom and Lilith, and then Laiva, and all other creation. So, therefore, Jesus Christ right there established himself as divine creator with the Father. Enoch received it. Enoch accepted it. And the patriarch Enoch, he worshiped Jesus Christ. He received what we all receive in the eons of time when the word was given, let all, that's all angels, all spirit beings, all translated beings, everybody, let them all worship Jesus Christ. Why? Jesus Christ is the power of this earth. You see, Jesus Christ is the creator of this. Is that true? He's the creator of this earth?
You better believe it. That's why it's hard as rock.
That's right.
Where it can take the sins of humankind.
That's right,
baby.
See,
he's looking out for you.
Yes.
So you should. He definitely deserves worship. I mean, he made our bodies. Look at our bodies. People are drugged up. They're still going on.
Right.
They do anything with this body.
Blunt and Hennessy.
Yeah, Blunt, Hennessy. They do anything. and they still are functioning, you know. And he made this body. I mean, you should think united that he made this glorious human body. He made this earth. It wasn't Jehovah. It was Jesus.
That's right.
It was his plan. It wasn't Jehovah. Jehovah said, hey, those heathens down there, come on.
Right.
Come on, Jesus. Come on, my son. No, I'll go down there and I'll sacrifice my body. You'll go down for them? It was a big meeting on that. Was about
that's
this.
Right.
You're going to go down for them? I'll go down there. Jesus, he was putting his life on the line for you and I. So that says something.
Yes.
We owe him a great. We can't repay it.
That's right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I thank you for your love for me. I thank you for your love for my zillions of brothers and sisters on this planet and all other planets that you created.
That's right.
You created so many planets,
thank you,
I can't
stop.
Put a name on it. Yes. And I thank you for that. I thank you that you are our brother. I
Amen.
Thank you
yes.
that you love us with a special love on this earth. You love us with a special love. You know why? Because you came down in human form to sacrifice that we may become gods and goddesses, that we may
Amen.
Overcome,
yes.
that we may stay young forever, that we may live forever, that we may be in your presence
thank you.
Forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So be it.
So be it. That's right, baby. That's the name of the game right there, to be in love with Jesus Christ. Because That name is so powerful, and it's so easy to say. A little kid can say it. It is just glorious. And the thing is, my beautiful sweethearts, there's power in that name. We told you before, and we tell you again, you want to get the light of Christ, this eternal energy, the fastest way, and the only way to get it is to get it through Jah Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus is the energizing power. Jah Jesus, when that name, you can have thousands of demons hanging around. When you call that name, them demons leave in a 0 second. They can't take it. And matter of fact, people, you know, the saints, if you're going through any trouble, and the devils and the gremlins are talking to your head, this is what I advise you to do. Come on in here, devils. Let's worship Jesus together. Invite them in. They'll run real fast. They will disappear before you say skippity-doobity-doobity-doo. I tell you, they just cannot take it. Lord Jesus Christ, sweetheart, baby, almighty Son of God, thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I adore you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Amen. In your great and glorious name, Jesus Christ, I tell you, brothers and sisters, it's real. It's real. It's okay to pray to Jesus. You see, people always say, oh, Lord, oh, God, oh, Lord, oh, God. Hey, like my brother said, this planet has been turned over to Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Son of God's planet. In the book of John, it says, he who honoreth and loveth and worshipeth the Son, worshipeth, honoreth, and loveth the Father. He who loveth and loveth not the Son of God, and honoreth not the Son of God, and worshipeth not the Son of God, they don't have the Father nor the Son. They are a dead duck.
So what you're saying in that scripture is that he that honors the Son, so when you're praising the Son, you're automatically praising the Father.
Yes, exactly right. You hit it right on the nosey.
Okay. I just want to straighten that point out, because that's a major point there.
Right.
Because we hear a lot of people say, Father this, Father, they definitely not talking about Father Jesus.
That's
They're
right.
They're thinking about Father Allah. Jehovah. Mm-hmm. That's what they're thinking about. And so you have to have it in your consciousness if you're saying Father, Father, Jesus. And another thing, too, when you're worshiping this Jesus and when you're worshiping this divine intelligence within you, you know, you're automatically worshiping the Father.
You mean the Christ-like within?
You better believe it, my friend.
Whoa! That's...
When you're worshiping Jah Jesus, and then you get all this energy, and he energizes you with his Holy Spirit, and then you start worshiping this holy divine intelligence within you and all around you, all through you, then that's what Jehovah, he gets excited. Matter of fact, I think he was starting to smoke something. And he don't even smoke.
That's right, he don't even smoke.
He don't even smoke.
He don't smoke a smoke.
So I'm saying, like, hey, you automatically praising the Father. Because the Father's getting happy. He said, huh, my brother, my son, he did all this, and it's working.
Yes.
You know, it's working what he did. He's happy.
Is that what that young lad that was caught up, Colton Burpo, he did a movie about, you know, his story, his life story.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said he saw the blue Holy Spirit, that radiant light, you mean to tell me by him getting in contact with that, he found the secret of life, and we're supposed to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know he did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. He was taken up and all that.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that light. That was fantastic. He's looking at that light. What is that light in front of you?
That's right.
Man,
right.
What is that light? You know, if Jehovah used the light, who came from the light, Jesus used the light, who came from the light.
That's right. Fireball of glory.
Fireball of glory. What are we doing?
Right.
We need that intelligence.
Yes.
Just like Luke Skywalker on
Star Wars.
Use the Force. And that's what I'm telling each and one of. Well, people say it's not a force. It is a force.
Oh, yeah.
It is energy.
It's in the scripture.
It is light.
Yes.
You know, people say, oh, no, it's not. It is a force. It's energy. It's energy wants to be used. It wants to be in your human body. It loves human bodies.
Yes.
It wants to come in there. What's keeping it out is you.
Right.
That's the only thing that's keeping it out is you. You're not letting it in because of you are. You don't want to say Jesus or whatever thing you have. You don't want to believe in divine energy, Jesus energy, whatever it is. Or are you so worked up with sin, you don't want to release that through the Holy Spirit? Whatever it is, you are blocking your own way.
Yes.
It's not, people say, oh, God, no. You will do it. It's, we create our own habits and all of the negativity. My brother and I were talking about that today. Mm-hmm. The human being is creating all this negative. It's not God, Jesus. On this earth, humans are creating this through our negativity. The earth can't take it, so it starts earthquake and stuff. Tell them what happened to Ozo. Why did Ozo?
Oh, yeah.
Why did Ozo get a meteorite hit on that territory.
Over in the USA, in the state of Washington.
Holy Ghost. Now, this is Holy Ghost headquarters.
Yes.
Now, Holy Ghost headquarters is going to be judged more so because it's Holy Ghost headquarters.
Right.
Okay.
Well, those people, and also many of them, at least 84.3%, were doing air games.
Tell them what air games is, my loving brother.
You sure, brother?
Yeah.
Air games was wow, abandoned, asphyxiated sexual services. What we mean by that, the people, they get together, they get a high off of that, and they choke one another, they choke their party, they put a belt around their neck, and they choke them, and they put it in the butt, and they hump the dump, and they do it, a sodomy type of activities, and they get a thrill off of that. And then they urinate on them, and they get a high off of that. And how do they get a high off of urination? Well, on the high side, I can tell you how they get a high off that, because urination, or urine, or pee, comes out of the physical body, and the body is the temple of light. So if we are the temple of light, everything in this is bhakti, or transformed into energy. So people that have defecated sex, what's defecated sex? That's when they poo-poo or feces on a person's face or on the body. So in that Japanese community, that beautiful, beautiful land of Oso, it's a lot of secret wild activity was going over there, and it built up. You see, when you take your mind off of the light of Christ, and you get wrapped up in the lust of the flesh and sensuality and all this wild abandonment and air games. And air games is becoming very popular, very popular.
It's only for the very rich, I heard.
Yeah, a lot of rich people are into it. Anybody can do air games. It's not feasible. And there's nothing with the Olympics. It's not aerobics. sounds like it, but air games, it's a code name for wild abandoned sex of asphyxiation. They choke the person while they're doing sexual services, and like I said, they put things around their neck, and they smother them, and they like it. And they some of them wear tight leather materials or whatever. They wear real tight clothes to help cut off your circulation. Now, tight clothes look good on bodybuilders, people can get muscles. I like tight fitting clothes. But if you go too far, your lungs can't breathe. You go, asphyxiation. And then they have this game where you squeeze your heart. Young kids play that, and you count to 20, and then you fall down. Matter of fact, I did that before. I played that, but you get you choke the person, or you cut off the circulation. And then you can hear the buzzing in your brain, and your mind is going through changes. It sounds beautiful and computeristic. It's amazing, but it's dangerous at the same time, because you could, because Sister Steve told me, she said, sweetie, don't do that because you can die. I say, you can die? It's that bad? Because you cut off your circulation and you just fall out, and you go into another dimension. And then when you come back, you say, man, that was wonderful, but that's not the right way to go up in the light. Well, such as air games. Air games is like it's a sexual high, and it takes them almost on a spiritual journey, like marijuana. Marijuana is not of Jesus Christ. But people use it, and they tap into the spiritual powers. So, see, all these air games is dangerous. Jesus Christ said, if you go up any other way than the great I am, you're a thief and a robber, and it's going to land you flat on your face. You see? So people, think everybody is looking for a feeling. Everybody wants to feel the Christ. They're looking for this divine, supreme, ultimate, omnipresent energy. But they're going about it a different way, the wrong way. The strange way, air games way, wild sex way, and these different avenues. So in the great city of Oso, they were doing some wild activities. And it met up with nature, and nature got fed up and said, wait a minute. You see, because the angels, you see, Jesus Christ got angels in charge of everything. You know, the weather angels, they got weather gods. They got the frosty angels, they got the thunderstorm angels, the tornado, the twister, the blizzards. And it's like everything happens for a reason. And so they were living like there was no God for a while. And there's some cool people over there, but there's also some people that were just out of it. Because some people, when they get so rich and they got all this lavish stuff, in their minds, I don't need God. I am God. You see, like that's for the peasant people. No, it isn't. Because one day, those rich people, they're going to die. And 44 lost their lives, they found. And everybody who has not entered the omnipresent energy, they are appointed to die one day. But if you get this omnipresent energy, like my loving brother have said, and I have told you many times before, that this eternal light of Christ inside of you, this great ball of fire, good God of glory, this energy inside of you, when you get the balls of fire in you, you can just keep on living because this energy rejuvenates you. Who would want to turn that down? Like Dr. Delore. Dr. Delore, he said, hey, you can live to be 120. I have faith to be 120. I want to encourage you, Dr. Delore, we can go more so. We can go beyond 120. 120 times 120 plus 190 times 100 million. What am I saying? Like my brother say, we can live forever. It's in the 6th chapter of St. John. It's also in the 8th chapter of St. John, verse 51. Jesus Christ said, if you keep my sayings, you shall never taste death. You will never experience physical death. Who would turn down something like that? And the good news, when we turn 120, we don't have to be old and decrepitude. We don't have to be old and straggly. We can be young, vital, and beautiful. The book of Moses, it stated that in the book of Moses, it said when he was 80 years old, he went into ministry. When he got 120, he said his eye didn't grow dim. He had the power to create. He had the power to keep on living. We're out of here, my loving brothers. Have a good day. Happy Pentecost Sunday. Keep on worshiping Jah Jesus Christ, the canon. Jah Jesus Christ. Namaste.
Namaste. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby.